Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. A recent survey from Interact looked into some of the reasons why more and more Canadians are taking on side hustles. Now, many do this, lots of reasons, we're going to talk about them, but they feel like they're lacking the tools and the advice that they need to grow the business once they start that. So to deal with that, or some help with that, Interact created something called From Dollar One. So we're going to talk about the survey. We're going to talk about From Dollar One with Anurag Kaur. He is the AVP of Money Movement Products at Interact. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. Thanks for having me on.
What is a money movement product? Did you make that up? Did you just throw a couple of random words together and call that your new title?
Well, of course. The company lets me just decide what I can pick as my tagline, and that's what I came up with. That's the best I could do.
What is a money movement product?
Our money movement products on the Interact side are products such as Interact e-Transfer. We have some international payment capabilities and some corporate payables and receivables products. So any product that we provide that essentially allows one of our financial institutions to allow their consumers to send money or receive money is a money movement product.
Oh my God. I'm sure your Zoom meetings are filled with all sorts of exercises and things like that with music, I hope. I hope that's
exactly it. We like to keep it easy.
Of course you do. I want to talk about the survey results. I hate surveys by and large, but when I read this one, I thought, oh, there's something interesting here. The reason I hate them, by the way, is I find so often they're just marketing rah, 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 that don't actually provide any insight to people. This one I thought was interesting. Tell us what stood out for you on the topic of side hustles.
Yeah. So recently we just did a survey just asking Canadians, you know, on what are the things that they're doing beyond their regular 9-to-5 job to make a living, to make some earning outside of their normal day job. And what we found was nearly half of Canadian entrepreneurs that we polled, about 46% of them, increasing numbers of them have been starting side hustles in the past year. 4 in 10 of the individuals that we surveyed, they're actually currently considering one additional idea for a new venture. So what's become very apparent is a lot of Canadians, about 37% of entrepreneurs, they actually cited earning additional income as a top reason for doing their side hustle. But almost half of those respondents, they said they do it out of necessities. So side hustles have become this part of the Canadian culture where it's more than your day job. You wanted to do it for your passion and you do it out of necessity.
Yeah. Inflation, interest rates, still coming out of COVID, it's brutal for people to find ways to make ends meet. What else did you learn?
Yeah. So the other interesting fact that we learned was 9 to 5. It's a line that, you know, we like to say for individuals who are doing their side hustle. And nearly 6 in 10 respondents, 55% of them, say that their side hustle actually turned out to be more fulfilling than expected. You know, they really start off out of an idea or necessity, but about 55% of them are doing this and they like it more than their day job. And 3/4 of them, they continue their side hustle alongside their main job. So they take on the stress of 2 jobs, where 2 in 10 of them plan to go all in. They want to turn that side hustle and passion project into their careers.
Are you looking to see if Dolly Parton is willing to change the lyrics to her seminal song? And then you could use it in all of your marketing. Is that priority number one for you?
I think that's what the Interact marketing team has said. They said Dolly Parton number one.
9 to 5. I think that is one of the cheesiest sayings I've ever heard. And I also kind of like it. But
that's
like
awesome.
Like cheese whiz, I like. So there are challenges that people face, right? Many of them. What's this From Dollar One thing provide?
Yeah, so as part of the survey, what we learned was a lot of the individuals who are starting these side hustles, they essentially are lacking the financial confidence at getting up and going. So what we discovered very quickly was, you know, the realities of opening up a business or a side hustle comes to fruition when someone has to worry about making the first, you know, payment, receiving it, paying staff eventually, going and turning a profit. So what we did was we launched a resource for Canadians called From Dollar One, where we actually take our learnings and understandings of the business and how one of the key Canadian financial services, such as Interactive Transfer, actually becomes a critical part of every entrepreneur's side hustle. And what we wanted to do was provide the tools for their, you know, financial confidence, to increase the financial literacy as they're growing their side hustles.
Can you give us some examples of the content on From Dollar One?
100%. So the content really focuses on the payment side of things. So it talks about the different payment methods, what are the pros and cons from a cost perspective, or what can happen when, let's say, you know, there's some bad activity that happens with the payment. And then the content also goes into the different payment options in the market where they can either pay really quickly or get paid fast versus if time is not of the essence and they have a little bit more time to receive money or pay someone, what are some of the payment options? And the last piece is it provides them with some context on how to stay in charge of their small business. You know, simple things such as paying attention to their vendor agreements, the payment terms to avoid the late payment fees and penalties, just basic business advice as everyone's just worried about getting their side hustle growing.
Most of us are used to using plastic for everything, and plastic can be credit card, can be a debit card as well. One of the things that I noticed is on e-transfers is the fees aren't always the same. How does someone with a side hustle or an entrepreneur think about fee parity when it comes to questions their clients might have about why does it cost me 50 cents here and a buck here?
Yeah, all the time, our main messaging when it comes to fees is check with your financial institution. They are the ones who set the fees for the service. We're a wholesale provider to financial institutions. So our advice would always be check with your financial institution. Depending on the accounting or the banking package that the individual is on, the fees can naturally change. And also do your research. There are many financial institutions who actually provide Interactive Transfer for free. So when it's a business who's running a side hustle and is receiving money, a lot of the times that the customers are paying them, they must have e-transfer for free. Versus if there is a customer who doesn't have it for free, our recommendation would always be shop around, look at the different banking packages, and use the financial institution that meets your needs the best.
That was a total cop-out answer. It was like, talk to your father about that. Okay, now I don't know if you've done this story on From Dollar One. If you haven't, you should. And that is around how to talk to an employer about a side hustle. Have you pursued insight on that front? Because I can imagine for a lot of employers and for employees trying to figure out what works as a side hustle that isn't that doesn't take away from the job that pays most of my rent.
Yeah, so we haven't delved too much into the details on the employer side when someone is doing a side hustle and, you know, has a traditional 9-to-5 job as well. That's going to be in our future iterations. But one of the advices that we've had is always for entrepreneurs to look out for what their main source of income is. If the side hustle does become the main source of income, then your energy and your focus should be on that. Whereas, you know, your 9-to-5 job might not be of the single most importance. Compared to if the side hustle is very new and it's in the early stages, well, your employer and your attention to your 9-to-5 job is very critical. And so we've always advised that look out for your main sources of income and then balance your efforts according to it.
I want to guess your side hustle. I have two guesses. My first guess is wedding DJ, and my second is merchandiser of t-shirts with the logos of early 90s bands. How close am I?
You are not close at all. I love walking dogs.
Because you loved dogs. Okay.
Hey.
Genius. Okay.
Something simple.
And do you, well, I know what your answer is going to be. Do you accept payment on Interactive Transfer?
100%. That's the only way I collect the payment.
God, I love it. Anurag, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Bruce, for having me.
Anurag Kaur is AVP Money Movement Products. I hope he gets teased mercilessly for such a ridiculous job title, because it's ridiculous. And I teased him already for that.